to All Things Running, Red Rock Running Company's bi-weekly podcast. I'm Eric Herdman. I'm the owner of Red Rock Running Company, and today I'm here with Brent Bowers. Brent has been running for over 30 years and has been coaching runners and writing workouts since high school. He's coached two of the top women in Las Vegas and has recently started working with Las Vegas Track Club's Runner of the Year and local speedy guy Stephen Morgan, who was interviewed in another podcast. And just to give you an idea of what Brent is used to working with, as far as if you think he can't get you fast, Stephen Morgan is the owner of a 1622 5K and a 238 marathon. And if you know anything about those two distances, they're not close. So Brent is able to get you fast and make you run long. In addition to those individual coaching pursuits, he is our group coach for the Red Rock Running Company's marathon and half marathon training program that the store puts on. And I want to welcome Brent to All Things Running. Brent, tell us a little bit about your coaching style and experience.
My style, Eric, would definitely be an encouraging style. And also, I would like to use the word active style, meaning that I do participate in probably 75% of the workouts. As you know, I'm not just standing on the sidelines, I'm active. And if I was asked about the theory of my coaching, I would say it would be common sense and science-based, a little bit of mix of both.
That's I'd agree with that. I mean, from knowing you and from running with you and from knowing the people you've worked with, I would say you have actually the right mix, the perfect balance that people struggle with when they write their own programs, of having enough common sense in the program. I'm tired. Do I need to run today? Well, of course not. Or back down the miles or back down the intensity. Yet you've got the science and the numbers side of it. I call it analytical coaching. Is how I describe you to people, and that's the numbers and the science side of it. Who are you working with right now? I know you've got kind of a mix of people. You've got two of the fastest girls in Las Vegas. You're doing some work with Stephen Morgan, and then you have a couple other people.
That's right, Eric. Jessica DeStito and Melissa Roach are, I guess, the two speedsters in the group right now. As far as females, definitely have a great deal of promise. They did finish first and second at the 2009 Las Vegas Marathon. First and second for the local finishers. Took home some money with that. And they are still improving to this day. I do have a couple other individuals that I meet with on a regular basis that are middle of the pack runners, age group winners, that type of thing. Stephen Morgan, we've recently started a conversation, a dialogue with him asking Brent, how do I get faster? And so we are at the beginning stages of helping Stephen lower those times, which are already impressive. But I do think I can help him go a little bit faster.
Yeah, he said yesterday, and in our podcast with him, he said that he'd never really done anything as fast as a couple of the workouts you've given him. So he's never really tapped into that, which, you know, you think of someone like Stephen Morgan, pretty experienced, pretty seasoned runner, to say he's not have done a workout that took him that deep and made him go that fast. I think he's giving you a compliment. Well, let's talk a little bit about the training program that you're going to be doing for us at the store, the Red Rock Running Company training program. How do you see that program as being unique? In other words, what if a customer comes in or someone listening to this is saying, there's a lot of training programs around and there's a lot of coaches. What makes this Red Rock Running Company and Brent Bowers being the coach, what makes that program unique?
It's going to be unique because we are going to have a blueprint like any other plan. There will be, things that are set in stone. But the beauty of the program will be that it is adaptive, which if you don't have an adaptive program, you truly are doomed to fail, I believe, because things do change along the way. I will be assessing you as an individual over the first couple of weeks. The first time we meet, and then the first couple of weeks I see you run, and based upon what I see and having conversations with you, I will lead you in a direction that suits you the best, suits your needs the best. We can't all run the same pace. We all can't all do the same workout. So there will be some individualized coaching that will help you obtain your goal.
See, I see that as a real unique selling point or selling position of the program, is that you've got the idea, actually of a coach instead of just the idea of a coach in the program. You actually have somebody there and the ability to customize the workouts. I was explaining the program to a customer yesterday, and I said, well, you know, what do you want to know? And the guy said, well, I've been to so many other programs in town. I've been checking them out. And I'm like, okay, well, go ahead. What'd you find? He told me. And I said, well, first of all, we aren't going to have 80 people standing around monopolizing the coach's time. The program's limited to 30 people. So you're going to have access to Brent. I said, secondly, I said, you know, you're getting programming for every day of the week. And that's including running days and non-running days. You're going to cross train some. You're going to do core work. You're going to do stretching. That's going to be given to you every week. And, you know, I described, you know, how is this tailoring or this coaching going to take place? And I said, you know, Brent's probably going to take the little time trial we got at our first workout, the questionnaire, and talking to you at the opportunities he has to do that, which you will have with our program because it's only a very select group of people. And then he's going to size you up probably the first, really, maybe month, sizing them up, seeing what they're capable of as they get into some of these longer runs and some of these pace-specific workouts. And I think that really is what makes the program unique. And I think what you bring to the table is the ability to synthesize that information. In other words, take a look at these runners and kind of say, okay, here's what we've got, and here's what you've got. Let's put the two together and get the results you want. Because this customer that is going to do the program was having a particular problem in getting his long run distance up. And I believe it was a combination of, you know, probably not the right training leading up to the long run, probably some nutritional things, and probably some mental things. And I think if he gets in the right group and gets with you in the program, I think that's going to help. Speaking of the group and the sizing up of them, once that's done, how will you really... Will you group them? Will you group them by marathon, half marathon? Will you group them by pace? Will you group them by race day only goals? How will that take place? What do you think about that?
I foresee that we'll definitely have it broken down by marathon and half marathon. And then within those two distances, there could be, depending upon who signs up and what we have at the time trial, I foresee that there'll probably be at least three distinct groups within those two races. So we're looking at six groups possibly that will have you know, similar programs within those six. They'll be similar, but there'll still be some individualized paces, individualized workouts, and also the ability to back off or go further. There is a box that we start with, but we can go outside the box if we need to.
Right, and even on from, you know, we've had this program a while. We've never worked with you in a program, but I know that we used some days even away from the group to let a runner kind of soar, if you will, and let them do some things that they may not do inside of the group, but they're better suited staying with the group on the days that they're doing the quote-unquote live workout. But maybe there are some of the days they're outside of our live workouts, they're actually doing some hard work as well.
True. Absolutely. There's there will be specific plans for those off days, the non-live days, that it won't just say 30 minutes easy running. It could be a great deal more specific than that on those off days.
Which is worth pointing out, because, I mean, if they wanted just 30 minutes of easy running, they could just go to runnersworld.com and get a free program, and that's what you get. But what does 30 minutes of easy running really mean? And
right.
and there's no sounding board. There's nobody to bounce that off of. I mean, you're going to have, in our program, you're going to have the ability to talk to Brent and say, you know what, I am really beaten up coming out of this workout or that workout, and you've got me doing this, and should I be doing more? Should I be doing less? Should I lower the intensity? What should I do? With a generic program, you don't have the ability to do that.
Yeah, it's all about being adaptive, Eric. We definitely will be hands-on and adaptive with each individual's needs.
I can tell you from the past 3 years of problems that being adaptive is something you want. We've talked about live days. We've talked about time trial. I want to just clarify that the time trial is not something that should scare anybody. It's just the first workout. It's just a baseline. It's a 3 mile run walk, depending on where your fitness is, that we're doing just so Brent can get some idea of where your fitness is at starting out. Obviously, we don't want to hurt you. So this is a good time for you to go out. We don't push you. We don't pry you. We don't even really get you fired up. We meet. We do the run. And what you finish with is what you finish with. That's a starting point. That's our baseline. And I don't want anybody to be intimidated by that. But it's a really good sound practice to start a program with. And 3 miles is an appropriate distance. You do not have to run it. If you're planning on running and walking the race, you can come and walk run that. We just like to see where you are. With that said, what days are going to be the live days in the program, and what's going to happen on those live days for sure?
The live days will be Wednesday and Saturday. Wednesday will be I'm going to call a pace-specific workout, meaning that I will be giving you a guideline as to what your warm-up will be, what the body of the workout be, what your cool-down will be, and keep you as much as possible in tune with the pace that is necessary to have you improve. We all need to run at different pace to improve on any given running program. You can't just be a metronome and run the same pace the entire time. You'll be stuck in a rut. So there will be geared workouts for an individual. And the Saturday's run will be aimed at the long run, basically increasing your endurance. Simply is just that, endurance. Early on, pace will not matter much at all, except for the fact that you should probably be taking it easy just to gain more distance and not be so concerned about the pace. But distance, time on your feet will be the number one factor for that long run. Just,
I think that, another thing to explain to some people, because I needed it explained to me that the first time I did my first marathon, is that really the two live days are probably the most important days that we could pluck out of the program. They're the pace-specific workouts, and that's where, like you said, they're going to get some specific guidance, and you're there to motivate, and you're there to kind of fire them up and move them, and they may be moving at or a little bit faster than race day pace, which is a challenge. I mean, if you think about, the workouts that we do now, I mean, we're gearing up for a race. Those are tough days.
Right.
And it's good to have a group of people. And if you don't like a group, that's fine. Brent's there. You can talk to him and go do your workout. But it's good to have somebody on that day to kind of motivate you and give you the real specifics of what you need to do. And then, of course, the long run, talking about most important days, you're training for a half marathon or a marathon. I mean, and the accumulation of miles on those legs is going to be very important come December when you toe the line on the strip. So I think that, those are two really important days to have an actual coach-assisted workout. Where are you going to do the training?
The training is going to take place. The initial time trial will be at Bunker Park, which is located just north of the store here, within a mile of the store. The long runs and the Wednesday day workouts, they'll all take place at locations that are probably within a 3 to 4 mile radius of the store. Desert Shores, Bruce Trent Park in Summerlin, Kellogg Zaire Park right off of Washington and Buffalo. Those will probably be the primary locations. We do have the ability to find some other locations, but you will know well in advance where you'll be running, what time you'll be running, and we will not go outside probably a 4 mile radius here of the store. So we'll be west of 95 and east of 215.
And Desert Shores, you might find a hill or two in there?
Desert Shores is going to be not going to happen right away. That'll be in the middle and toward the latter stages, because there's a considerable climb there that will challenge most runners.
Well, that's all right. You have plenty of time to get them ready for that. We were talking about this question that I had that I wanted to ask you before we went on the air today. And it's a question that I get asked every year that we do the program. And I kind of want to put it in here. And since you've not had the question asked of you probably by the people doing the program since your first year, I'm going to kind of ask the question and then help you answer the question just because I want to get it into the podcast, because I think the people are sitting there going, what if I want to run, but I don't know if I'm blank? And blank is about two or three questions. So the question that comes up, they come in the store and they say, oh, I want to do your program, but I don't know if I'm fit enough to do it. My answer, I'll give you the answer and then I want you to chime in on. The answer that I usually tell people is, one, we're not starting the program until July 31st. As I look at my watch, it's the 15th of June. That gives them really 6 weeks of time right now, if they start, to get some basic fitness established. I mean, it would be very basic, but it would be enough, I think, to get them to the starting line of the 3-mile time trial on the 31st. And I think that even somebody who is just really looking at a walk-jog program, I think that they can even, if they can get to some fitness in between now and then and get to the time trial on the 31st, I think they're not going to have any problem come December. Would you agree with that?
I'd agree with that, Eric. 5 to 6 weeks is sufficient time to absolutely get a base, and that's all you'd want to really do in that time frame. I wouldn't worry about your pace. I would actually go out and run at what we call a conversational pace. Run, walk if you have to, but I would run in increments of 5 and 10 and 15 minutes and not worry about whether or not I ran a 7-minute mile or 8-minute mile. Just 5 to 6 weeks of maybe 3 to 4 times a week of just easy running. It, you know, if you haven't run before, there will be some adaptive time there that you may become a little sore. But if you do less than what you're capable of doing for those 5 to 6 weeks, you should be able to start the program uninjured.
I think that's a perfect setup to it. It's just, like you said, in 5 and 10 and 15 minutes, just really enjoy it. Go out there, and if you're timed to exercise in the evening, go out and start off at a walk and maybe do a little jogging and then finish with a walk and just trying to build yourself into it over the next 5 or 6 weeks. The next question that's always asked is, what if I want to run, but I don't know if I should do the half marathon or the full marathon? I always tell people to sign up. And after about 4 or 5 weeks of workouts, it's time to have a conversation with Brent. And that means that it's time to pick and kind of start looking at which race should I do. Now, there's a drop-dead date in our program is when you have to decide what you're going to do, because Brent's training will take a turn for marathon-specific training or definitely half-marathon training. But I think at 5 or 6 weeks in, I think you can get a good idea of what you're looking at. And then I think as we get closer to that drop-dead date, a few weeks after that, you'll have a definite idea of half or full.
I'd agree with that, Eric. I'd also like to add that, if you haven't done the half, but you are still leaning toward thinking about the full, that's fine. Nothing wrong with going for it, so to speak. You know, I would never tell someone they weren't capable of doing something. But on the other hand, you do, if you use conservative training and conservative approaches, you know, maybe the best approach is just to stick to that half and to end up having a great experience versus maybe an experience that you don't want to duplicate. I would just do the half if you're really, really, really uncertain about the future. And then next year, you can always tackle the full, or even with before next year, within, 6 months, you could tackle the full. So I would use some common sense.
Very good. Very good. And that right there, that answer is a sample of Brent's style. I mean, you could tell it was definitely, if you want to, by all means, you pick and choose. If you want Brent's advice, it's more toward the conservative side. And like you said, getting you to the finish line in one piece and having a good experience, and then going further and further and faster from there. The last of the common questions that we get asked in the store when we do one of these programs, if what if I want to run, but I don't know whether I should go for just to finish or if I should try for a specific time. And the way I answer that is I usually turn it around a little bit and say, well, what have you done? Have you done a half marathon? Kind of like Brent was pointing out in the last question. Have you done a half? Yes, I've done two. So this will be your first marathon? Yes. Well, you know what? How fast did you do your halves? And then they tell us. And so it's an investigative process, and it's one that I think you have, again, a uniqueness in our program, is because you can sit down with Brent and you can kind of figure out, you know, I did my halves X fast, and I want to do the marathon for sure. What do you think? Should I just go for the finish, or should I try for a first-time marathon with a specific time? And I think that that's something that, you know, you need to work with Brent on and kind of work your way through. But it is a question that it gets asked. And what do you think about that, Brent?
I would have probably at least a 20 to 30 minute conversation with you, just asking you what's important to you and truly what have you done? What have you done recently? How and what did you do to prepare for what you did? If you did a half, if you'd done two halves, what was your training approach? How many miles did you run? And what paces did you run? Once I ask all those questions and figure out if you're excited about getting a specific time, then that's great. If you just want to cross that finish line and have a pleasurable experience, that's great as well. Either way, there's still a individualized program for you, but there is some questions involved that we'll have to ask to assess where you're at.
Yeah, I think that's really what it is. It's an investigative process, and I, you know, you're not going to find that any other program in town. There's just it's not going to happen. You know, we've talked a lot about what's in it for them, what's in it for the participant in this program. But I think now they probably want to know a little bit more about you. What would you say your greatest strength as a coach is?
I truly think my greatest strength is actually the assessment of somebody's needs and desires. That's truly what I think. You tell me you want to accomplish something, I'm going to assess based upon where you're at and how much time we have to accomplish that goal. I'm going to give you a very honest answer. Sometimes you might like it. Sometimes you might not. You know, you might not like the answer sometimes, because it'll be... It will be honest, without diminishing what a human body can do. I believe that anything's possible, but it will come from an honest approach about assessing your abilities or your current fitness level, I should say.
I think that's a dead on answer. Why do you like coaching people? Now I want to add this in: you come from competitive running and being coached yourself. Mm-hmm. And then after college, you coached yourself, you wrote your own programs and had many successful races. Why do you like, and by the way, you still run and race, but why do you like coaching people?
Actually, helping somebody fulfill their running goal is actually, there's really nothing like that. I really do get great satisfaction after helping someone fulfill their running goal, to whether it be to finish or whether it be to get faster. It really is rewarding to me personally.
Good. What's your best race?
My best race is ancient history, of course, but probably was a half marathon in Carson City, which I set my half marathon PR, which half marathon probably was my best distance.
And that time was?
Hour, 10 minutes, and 45 seconds.
Okay, so get out your pace calculators. Hour, 10 minutes, 45 seconds.
5:23.
There you go. 5:23 a mile. Okay, so that's your best. If we know your best, we have to know your worst.
The worst was actually took place at the Silverman
Triathlon. I love this story.
Yeah, asked to do the marathon part of a relay team, the co-ed relay, and I pretty much guaranteed my team members that I would, you know, I could at least run a four-hour marathon on that course. The course is quite difficult. It's probably 20 minutes slower than most marathon courses, but I'm not truly sure what happened to this day, but I didn't start running till like midday, and it was a horrible experience. Just first time in my life that I actually needed medical attention after a race, and I can tell you for sure if I didn't have teammates that day that were counting on me, I would have actually just pulled off the course, but
that'd have been a DNF.
DNF.
And you finished the marathon.
I did finish it. I don't even want to say the time because it's...
But you were slogging along out there.
Slogging, walking, but I finished. And, you know, it's just one of those days. We all have one day probably in our running career that we could wish didn't happen. And
That was it.
That was mine.
I love that story because it's a story to show that, you know... You put everything together and you still can have a horrible experience. But yet, I bet you deployed every survival technique that you had that day.
Yes.
To get to the finish line and cross it.
A lot of deploying of guts, determination, ego,
I'd say at some
hydration.
Point, you had to go mental at some point with it because that's all it was left, probably.
They're truly physically, I was, should not have been on the course. And if you watch some of those triathlons, you've probably seen some of those individuals who just totally fall apart.
Oh, yeah.
Now, of course, I was only running the marathon. I hadn't even done the bike or swim, but that actually was probably the hugest motivating factor was that I was being passed by people who had done the other two events, maybe at the half distance level. But I thought to myself, they've done more than I have today, and so I need to keep moving.
Wow, I love that story. Just because it's actually as painful as it is, a very positive story. There's a lot of lessons there. We're going to have to wrap up our time here, but back to the program for a moment. People are listening. They listen to this whole thing. They've got a good idea of what we're going to give them. They got a good idea of what they're going to have to do. And the two together, they got a good idea of what they're going to get out of the program. What can you tell somebody who is seriously thinking about the program, but still a little bit hesitant, a little bit not quite willing to make the jump yet?
I would recommend that they give me a call here at the store, talk to myself or talk to Eric. I think that you're going to have a very positive, rewarding experience. My coaching style is conservative. I do believe less is more. I'm not afraid to push people to obtain their goals because you do have to overreach periodically to obtain your goals. But I feel confident that if you sign up and follow the program, that we can get you to the finish line. And not to mention, you'll be associating with the other employees here at the store who have a vast amount of knowledge as well. Some have knowledge in other areas that I don't have. And we look forward to having you sign up.
Very good. Well, I want to thank Brent for being with us today. And again, Brent's going to be the coach of the Red Rock Running Company's Las Vegas Marathon and Half Marathon Training Program. Registration is open now, right now, and we're taking the first 30 people. We have an early bird registration period, and then we go into those of you that aren't so fast at registering, but when we get to 30 people, we're shutting the registration down because we want to be able to give you the customization and tailoring and the one-on-one attention that we just explained to you that you're going to get. So to sign up, come by the store and fill out the paperwork and get ready to run, because the first workout is going to be at Bunker Park on Saturday, July 31st in the morning. So for your 3-mile time trial, that's the day to put on your calendar, July 31st at Bunker Park. That's it. for this episode of All Things Running. My name's Eric Herdman. I'm the owner of Red Rock Running Company. Be sure to check us out on Facebook and Twitter and on the web. Our website's located at redrockrunningcompany.com. Until next time, get your run on, stay healthy, and have fun out there.